Hello and welcome. My name is Jeannie Smith, nationally certified in therapeutic massage and body work, as well as several techniques that treat the mind and body together to offer a very holistic approach to healing. Today, we explore how when we are faced with trauma and we are unable to fight or flight, how we unconsciously freeze and how the freeze response creates holding patterns in the body through resistance and how that resistance itself creates suffering. I refer to the following equation. Suffering equals pain times resistance. When we are faced with trauma or drama, we initially freeze. This is called the freeze response. When this happens, our neuroendocrine system releases a tremendous amount of energy that will enable us to fight or flee. When we are overstimulated, threatened, or pushed over our threshold, we can run away, the danger is gone, and we can move on. Or we fight. We face our fears or conflicts, and someone wins or loses, and the event is over. In our modern society, however, fight or flight is not a viable option. Let's say, for example, you are nearly colliding on the freeway with another vehicle. You are unable to fight or flee. You are unable to dissipate this energy. Or, let's say, you have a coworker that plucks your nerves and it really wouldn't be feasible for you to punch them in the face because you could lose your job and have legal consequences for this action. If your nervous system is resilient and you have a high stress threshold, then the body is able to dissipate this energy and you are not traumatized. We all have a threshold for what we can handle before we start to resist what's going on. When we are pushed past that window of tolerance and resist, this can create suffering in the body. The reason that this happens is because the energy is not allowed to flow through the body. It is held in a holding pattern because we freeze or brace against it. This bioelectric energy is stored in our tissues and layers upon itself. As we face more traumatic events, layer upon layer, this holding pattern becomes what is known as body memory. So what is body memory? Body memory is energy from past events that is stored in our connective tissue. Accidents, injuries, negative emotional states, holding the same position for long periods of time, are all ways the body creates body memory. Even when the danger is past, the holding pattern remains because this stored energy changes this viscosity of the tissue. This can create adhesions, fascial binding, and fascial restrictions. This leads to inflammation, diminished range of motion, and a host of other problems. Anytime you are feeling pain, discomfort, or suffering in your body, it is because you are resisting something or someone being the way that they are. Sometimes we have the ability to change them, and sometimes we don't. When this type of thing happens, we have two choices. One, we can relax and let it be okay that things are the way they are. Or two, we can resist what is going on. When we have something going on and we allow it to be okay, then you are going to be at peace with it. If you resist, you will create suffering. And this is a choice. All discomfort comes from resistance, either consciously or unconsciously. There are no exceptions. Sometimes we have control over things that happen to us, and sometimes we do not. When we resist what is going on, it creates suffering. When the resistance stops, the suffering goes away. When we don't feel safe, we resist. It's human nature. Maybe growing up, it was not okay to express certain emotions, so we suppressed them. We altered the way that we react to things going on around us so that we feel safe. If we have a lot of trauma or drama, the more unsafe we feel, and the more coping mechanisms we have. The more we resist what is going on. When you resist something or someone, you feel this discomfort inside. And when that happens, it always seems like whatever it is you are resisting is causing your discomfort. What we don't realize is that is the resistance itself that creates the discomfort. It is our reaction to events, not the event itself, that creates our discomfort. Conscious resistance in the body creates holding patterns and tension. Although suffering decreases as resistance drops, the pain doesn't necessarily go away. Sometimes it is necessary to feel pain because pain's proper function is to serve as a warning or a motivator. Sometimes it is necessary to feel pain, but it is not necessary to suffer. Suffering drives and distorts. Mentally, the suffering that underlies some forms of compulsive behavior, such as addictions, can be caused by subtle subliminal pain that is subject to subconscious resistance. When we can learn to relax into events and stressors in our life, letting go of resistance, controlling the things we can, letting go of the things that we can't, the result is the energy wasted in fighting the things we have no control over, pain, for example, the energy that was being wasted in fighting the trauma or stress that we have can now be freed up to move towards recovery and to live our life despite pain. For more information, please feel free to reach out to me. You can visit my website at www.sanctuaryofhr.com, or you can give me a call at 757-287-6135, or if you prefer email, that address is jeannie@sanctuaryofhr.com. My practice encompasses the Greater Hampton Roads metropolitan area of Virginia. I offer a very advanced level of therapeutic body work, treating the mind and body together, which can alleviate pain and stress and at the same time promotes deep relaxation. Thanks for listening. I look forward to hearing from you.